Head to any beach in the Pacific and you're likely to find at least a little, perhaps a lot, of plastic. And experts are worried there's even more out in the ocean, which is bad news for marine life and us, they say.
We know there's plastic in our fish. We know that the Pacific Islander, on average, consumes 4 to 10 times more fish than a global average of 20 kg of fish per year.
Tony Tallulah is a pollution advisor with SPREP, the Pacific's environment organisation.
Probably just a matter of time where we see the correlation that there is a definitive proof that plastic ingestion and plastic in the marine environment is going to affect us, as it is already affecting our marine species.
It's that reason that experts say makes recycling so important, taking used everyday materials and giving them another life.
We do all sorts. We do steel, all the non-ferrous materials like copper, aluminium, and aluminium tin, batteries, cars, car body. We are also taking plastics as well.
John Seo is the managing director of Pacific Recycles in Samoa. It's one of the very few places you can recycle in the region. Most don't because it's just not cost effective whether to recycle in country with specialised processing equipment or shipping it overseas to be dealt with elsewhere.
Exporting plastic is very expensive because, you know, plastic is a low value material. From a business point of view, like us, there's no return if you process a whole container, plus the freight.
But now the China Navigation Company, part of the Swire Group, is offering to export those materials for free. With much imported to Pacific Islands, shipping containers on its vessels are often leaving ports empty. Tony Tallulah again.
We see this as a means of incentivizing the system to be developed in countries. I mean, I think in a few years ago, some countries had a system in place where they had recyclables collecting and had storage containers for customers to put their plastics in. But it seems not been very, there's been no incentive for the recyclers to continue with that practice.
And you mentioned that some of those places that they might be taken to include in Asia. Now, we know China has largely taken a lot of the world's recyclables and it's basically said, no, we're not going to do this anymore. So is China not going to be one of these countries that items are taken to?
I think that's a challenge for the world, all world in general now. The platform or the base of recycling is now evolving so rapidly with China closing its market and only opening it for clean recyclables. Right? So the word is clean, and how do we meet that requirement? And where do we now send the recyclables and the plastics to? Creating new markets. I mean, I think these are all questions that no one has clear answers at the moment, but I think it's something that everyone's looking at right now. Now that we've got a means of recycling or means of shipping that makes it a bit more affordable, where do we take it now? I think that's the question that we're all asking ourselves.
Tony Tallulah says Indonesia and Vietnam may be possible alternatives, but he thinks even they may tighten their requirements. It's something John Seo from Pacific Recycles in Samoa has already experienced, but he's confident they will be able to work to meet strict demands.
We went to New Zealand and actually it's being rejected by the MEF, you know, because of, they say the quality is not good, you know, the dirt, some insects, they found some insects, and that's the problem. But we try our best to avoid all those problems in order for other countries to accept